Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. And this podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go. It is a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday. Tracy Pearlman joins us. Do you like the 80s? Do you like the rain, spring, joy? What do you like?
No, I want it hot and sunny.
Hot and sunny.
I'm a true summer girl.
So you're thriving.
I'm doing very well. Yeah. I'm doing very, very well right now. Yesterday, not so great. Today, yeah, like this last weekend was perfect. I was outside living my life, going on walks, in a t-shirt. Oh, it was wonderful.
Are you worried that the Canadian wildfire, that the smoke, that this is just like every year, this is what we're going to deal with? Can't Canada get their act together?
It would be nice if they could. And you know, I'm team Justin Trudeau.
Right.
So I do wish that they would figure this out because one, it's a major bummer, for their trees, but also it's a major bummer for us. I love to go on hikes. I love going up north. And it's really hard to go outside, enjoy a baseball game, go on a walk, enjoy a boat, and just generally be outside when it is this hazy. You know, the sun and the sunsets look cool, but I'll take a clear sky and better air.
Yeah, sure. It's kind of there's a little bit of a mood dampener that happens with the, you know, obviously when you're chewing on campfire smoke, like that is unpleasant, but just like the right. Lack of blue sky and the lack of sun.
Yeah, it's weird.
Bummer. It is
weird. Yeah, it's very ominous.
I'm just worried this is it, right? Like last year, I feel like some of the best part of our summer was so unpleasant. Like I couldn't really ride my bike because it was difficult to breathe and all of that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. No good.
Yeah. And I feel really bad for the businesses up north. You know, not that you're going to necessarily cancel a cabin trip or, you know, a trip to a resort, but you know, it's fun to take a long weekend and go up to Duluth or Grand Marais. And if you can't enjoy the state parks or the hiking up there, the fishing, you know, they already lose out on so much business in the winter because our winters have been so mild that you can't go up and cross country ski or ice fish or snowmobile.
Now, is it bad up there? I thought like some of it just blows past them and we get it worse than they do.
Some of it. Two summers ago, I had to reschedule a trip up north.
Oh, wow.
To go to some state parks. So it does get annoying. Thick up there too. Huh. I think it was Grand Portage that had the really, really like the record for bad air just earlier this week. But this week was rough and the rain didn't help. Normally I would think that the rain would help kind of move that system and clear it, but it just lingered.
Tracy Pearlman is with us. Tracy, are you a Disney girl?
I'm not a full-blown Disney adult,
okay. But
if you know me, I love kitsch and I love magic and sparkle. So I do. I really enjoy Disney.
All right. So I asked this because news came out today that Disney World is closing. They revealed the closing date for the Tom Sawyer Island, which does anyone care about the Tom Sawyer Island? Like the dumbest part of Disney World is the Tom Sawyer Island.
I know. And I understand that it's tradition or, you know, if you've got littles and you just want to like sit for a little bit, okay, maybe you can get on that or you can get on the tram. I think things are so flashy and so cool and so innovative is what Disney's able to do. It just doesn't make sense in the parks anymore.
Yeah.
So yep. I'm cool with it going. I love that they're adding Cars and Pixar. into Disney World. The Radiator Springs in Disneyland is really cool. I've been
there twice.
And so it's a lot of fun. And the Cars ride is really fun. I'm not a roller coaster person. I will go on rides in Disney because if I die there, my family will be well taken care of. and so so I love that ride. I think it's so immersive.
Yes.
And to add kind of that cool national park feel with that Pixar magic, I think is going to be really special in the middle of the park.
It'll be good. Piston Peak National Park is what it's going to be. Different, mm-hmm. like you said, from Cars Land in Disneyland. Yep. I will say, like, the first flight I ever took as a kid, first time on an airplane, was to go to Disney World. And my parents would drive us. So we drove from Chicago to Orlando to go to Disney the first time. And then I flew as, like, part of a choir trip. But it was, like, my family didn't have a lot of money. I was one of four kids. So going to Disney was like the thing. It was the biggest deal. And
it's still a big deal to go.
Yes. And as a parent, experiencing that through your kids' eyes is so cool. And also, like, I understand why, like, the Jason Mathesons of the world become lunatics and become Disney adults, because it's so good. Like,
it is. It's so
I'm like two
fun.
Steps away from that sort of lunacy. I can see it from, like, where I sit, you know?
Oh, I will lean in. So, 2 years ago, I was in California on a trip by myself, and I went with Christian Cordero, who's now at ABC News, and her wife. And we had so much fun. I got us coordinating t-shirts. I wore mouse ears the whole day, and we just leaned into it. We went for a couple hours, and it was so much fun. I mean, we did the churros, we saw the characters, we went on the rides, and it was so much fun. And I understand it, and I'm all in when I'm there. Disney bounding. Do you know what that is?
No.
Have you heard of that?
What is
that?
That's
where adults dress up like characters, but you can't wear a full costume when you go to Disney because it's confusing for the kids if they see somebody dressed like Cinderella, right? So you might wear an all blue dress if you're Cinderella and, like, maybe a headband. Or if you're going to dress up as Ariel, you'd find a cute green skirt with a red top or something. So you're dressed kind of in the theme of the characters.
Oh.
And like John Stamos and his wife do it. And it's really fun to see people get into it. And
that's maybe a little weird. That's maybe a little weird for me.
Okay.
You know, I have a line. That's it.
I have a really cute "A Dream Is a Wish Your Heart Makes" t-shirt.
Okay.
I think
the t-shirt is good.
I love it. It's fun.
Who is your favorite Disney character? You know, this week, like, Lilo and Stitch is sort of blowing up the movie theaters.
Yeah. Okay. So this is Ariel's my favorite princess.
Oh.
My favorite Disney character.
An Ariel crush for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
Well, 91 was a good year. Wasn't it 91, 92? That was the right age for me to be into Disney and that. But I'm a Winnie the Pooh Eeyore girl.
Really?
Which is sad. I have several Eeyore stuffed animals.
It's like the opposite. The anti Eeyore.
I know. Well, not in my personal life.
interesting.
But he's just so sweet.
Yeah.
You know.
It's
but
true.
I love all of it. Like, when I see little kids freak out over Mickey, it just hits my heart.
Yeah.
Just right.
It's pretty cool.
What about you?
My favorite. You know, I do like old Mickey Mouse. Like the very old cartoons, I think.
Like the Steamboat Willie Mickey Mouse? Or like, okay.
Yep.
The OG.
The OG. It's just the whimsy of it I always liked. And I don't, you know.
The simplicity. I agree.
But
Lion King is
Lion
still
King,
one of my
Little
favorite
Mermaid.
Movies.
Yeah.
Aladdin.
Oh.
Remember when those movies used to come out every single year?
Yeah. I know.
And then the vault. Remember what a bracket that was? Like, you're never going to see this movie again.
Oh, yes. That would be like the big Christmas present for us. Like,
yeah.
We would get whatever VHS tape was out of the Disney vault. So hilarious. Yeah. All right, stand by. Tracy Perlman, she's the Director of Communication and Marketing at the XL Energy Center. Long time behind the scenes, big shot in Twin Cities Media. Tracy joins us in just a minute. Stay right there. We'll talk about the coolest generation, some science behind it. What is the coolest generation when we come back?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Visiting with Tracy Perlman here on this Wednesday afternoon. Tracy, the coolest generation, what would you guess it is?
I would guess it's, I don't even know what they're calling, the aughts, like the little, like the kids now.
Well, the
kids
they're like, yes, they're the...
Like they just look cool. They're very intimidating.
I'm afraid of them also.
Yeah.
Like, the things that, I guess, is it Gen, like the young Gen Z? Is that what they would be? It's like Sam's age, like the 17-year-old. Seth will be 20, like, I guess he's in. Mm-hmm. Like, the stuff that they think is funny, I don't understand.
I don't understand. They speak their own language. I don't understand Skibbity or Riz or other... Bebop, Baluba, I don't, whatever else they're saying.
It's a lot of bebop, alubop. That is for sure.
Yeah, it's something with a hand jive. I'm like, I don't know what's happening. We had the Macarena. I'm a millennial. I did look this up just to confirm.
Yeah.
I'm a millennial.
How old are you?
I'm 40.
Okay. So I'm 50. I'm Gen X.
Okay.
And the coolest generation, well, based on the fact that the youngs are all out at vintage stores buying all of our old clothes, it does seem that Gen X may be the coolest generation. The Independent reports today that Gen X is also, the surveys show that my people, we are the happiest generation too. Gen Xers born between 1965 and 1980, so they're in their 50s, and... They say young people are addicted to their phones, more anxious than previous generations. Mm-hmm. Also, younger people are less likely to party recklessly. We are a generation that experimented with sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And as we get older, we're not giving up our old habits.
No, you are a rock and roller. I can tell you, you go out more than I do.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm not. That's because I'm an Eeyore.
That's
callback. But also, I think, you know, I grew up at a time when AIM was, you know, that was like eighth grade, ninth grade, when we got AOL, and then all of a sudden we had phones, and then in college we had Facebook and MySpace and. I feel like my generation, my peers, we talk a lot about our feelings and how people are affecting us. And there's a lot of thought about, you know, what are you putting online and how are you projecting yourself and how does it feel and look? I do think the generation right before me, or that like half generation like you, kind of just doesn't care. You don't really give any, right?
Yeah.
So
we had to pretend. So we had to pretend we cared for a couple of years when everybody was supposed to be in touch with whatever your anxiety or issues were, but we didn't really care. We didn't.
Right. So I do. I can agree with that. That it's sort of like, no, we're good. We're going to do what we want to do, and your kids are old enough that you can go out and do your thing, and they're good, and you maybe have it a little more figured out than us millennials. But the social media aspect of it, I do think, plays into it, where we didn't grow up with it, but we certainly have it and are certainly fluent in it.
Yeah, it is weird to sort of have one step in that world and one step out, right? Like my whole childhood was without any of that stuff, and my college was without it, and most of my formative being a kid in the professional world, we didn't have any of that stuff. I'm glad. I look at the stress. Now, maybe the Gen Zers are going to figure it out. Like, I notice my kids are always consuming social media. They use TikTok and YouTube like I used to watch TV. But they're not really creating it as much. So I wonder if they're like taking a step back, where the millennials are just like, we're constantly feeling this pressure to measure up and all of that.
I need a little more Gen X in my life. like I'm tired, man. I don't want to be creating a TikTok.
Yeah. I understand.
I do enjoy watching them.
Yeah, I like to watch it too. One more thing before we go, because you are a huge sports fan.
Sure am.
And sports celebrations, I think, I love them. I even like them if they're obnoxious. I like the Vikings, like all of their celebrations.
Oh, their touchdown celebrations, the end zones. Yeah,
amazing.
Those are great.
A California high school track star found out that she is not exactly in the NFL. She came in first in the 400-meter race. 400 meters in 53 seconds. Amazing.
And she crushed it. If
she
you watch
crushed
the video, she crushed it.
Her dad, who is her coach, told her that she was on fire with this race. And so she took a fire extinguisher that her dad was holding, sprayed her own shoes with a fire retardant, and then immediately got the championship stripped away from her for celebrating.
And was pulled from her next event that she was also expected to win.
I have mixed feelings on it, because high school, like to a certain degree, the high schoolers are going to take what the professional athletes are doing. It's harmless fun, but also like it's a little obnoxious for a sophomore in high school to be fire extinguishing her shoes.
Yes. Now, according to her dad, because I saw this and I wanted to know a little more.
Yep.
According to her dad, they did it off the track. The other athletes weren't there. She kind of went over to her supporters section area and did it over there. So it wasn't like at the finish line. Dad came running up with a fire extinguisher.
Okay.
I don't know what rules they have for that type of like taunting or celebration. It's certainly unsportsmanlike conduct.
Yeah.
It seems harmless. I don't think stripping a title and taking her out of the competition is fair at all. She certainly earned it. I could see reprimanding. What I don't know is, has she done this before?
And
I don't know. But it feels harmless. Maybe don't pull a fire extinguisher that feels like a safety issue. But like,
such a mom reaction there.
I know,
you really eared it.
No,
you are leading into
that.
Yeah.
But okay, so I could see the officials getting mad about that, because maybe they were concerned that something did happen. But a slap on the wrist and a warning maybe feels a little more appropriate. Not stripping her title and giving it to somebody else. Also, the person who got second place certainly doesn't deserve first place. They didn't win it.
Yeah,
she won it.
Agreed.
And so that wouldn't
lighten
feel
up. High school authorities can lighten up a little bit. I can see a reprimand, but like stripping the title seems pretty crappy to me.
Yeah, that's maybe I would feel differently if she ran up to the other people and started spraying them with the fire extinguisher. I mean that.
It's a pretty good bit. You're on fire. You spray your shoes with a fire extinguisher.
Here's what I want to know. Where'd the fire extinguisher come from?
That's a fair question.
Who thought, you know what? She's going to smoke these people and we're going to bring that fire extinguisher.
Her coach dad is giving me Deion Sanders vibes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We don't love that. But you know what? She ran. She earned it. She's got the talent and she should be able to keep her title.
Very good.
So
Tracy, appreciate it. Thank you as always.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.